The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm not sure if you've seen this research from the US that the average couple only speak to each other for about 30 minutes per week. 30 minutes per week. I assumed it was per day. No, 30 minutes per week. Frances Kelleher, the dating and relationships expert, is with me. Frances, are you surprised by that?
Kieran, thanks so much for having me. I think that is a very extreme example. I think that wouldn't be everybody. I think it is. You do speak more than that, but we have very, very busy lives. You have to carve out the time to talk, or else it will become that. And if it is that, you know, you need to up it.
And I mean, I was kind of surprised at first, but then I thought about it, Frances, and like I speak to most of my colleagues here, certainly Monday to Friday, an awful lot more than I speak to my wife. And I'd say lots of people have the same relationship.
Great point. Very true, because you're 8 hours at work, you're with those people, and then when people
Frances, cut across you. Most people are 8 hours at work. I mean, I'm here for maybe 3 hours and 30 seconds before the show starts, I'm in, and I'm only here for 4 minutes afterwards to tidy up the desk.
Yes, and I mean, you're with those people daily. They know you. You feel you have to make, this is just, you know, the way people feel, that you're not going to, you know, not make an effort with the people you work with. You're more yourself at home, that you can say, I'm wrecked, I can't talk. Whereas people don't come into work and say that. They're trying to, you know, be pleasant and converse with their colleagues. So then you go home and, you know, men need to build up their testosterone after working. And they do it by doing something less challenging. They don't want to talk. They'll, you know, throw on the TV or they'll go for a nap. That's how they build up their testosterone. And of course, a woman de-stresses by talking. She builds her estrogen by talking and connecting with her partner again. It's the two different types of brains that we have. So you're coming home, you're not giving what your woman wants, and the woman isn't getting what she needs, and vice versa. And then there can be conflict. And of course, the guy just goes into fight or flight mode. He wants to get away to his man cave. So it's knowing how the two people, you know, can de-stress and relate to stress is what makes the difference.
So, how then do we best manage that? You know, these, you know, women who keep talking to us, Frances, and all we want is a bit of downtime, you know?
I'm
glad you're coming out on the side of the men here and acknowledging how difficult it is and that we need, you know, we need a bit of time to ourselves.
No, 100%. Men need to build up their testosterone. And the guy, when he has his testosterone built up, will come to the woman with a full tank and he will be able to give her everything. So what I suggest for men is when the woman comes in the door, just ask her, how's your day? This, you will be a superhero in your house if you just do these few quick wins. How was your day? She give her 15, 20 minutes max. 10 to 15 minutes is normally what a woman needs. Well, this happened, did this happen? And just listen, don't try and fix it. Men go in if there's a problem. Oh, well, why didn't you do this? And why didn't you say that to Louise? And don't try and fix it. Just listen. Women de-stress by having somebody listen. And then you can go in, do what you want, take your nap and build up your testosterone, whatever you've given her your time. And 4 hugs a day, doing that for women is massively, massively positive for the relationship.
Okay.
So give her a hug when she comes in the door, give her a hug when she leaves for work, and 2 more hugs, and they have to be 6 seconds. I know it's a bit, you know, scientific, but it works. It works.
And can you, do you have to spread them out, or can you just do 4 in a row and get it kind of done in a minute?
No, you have to spread them out. To spread them out. Yeah. And women should leave the guys, have their downtime, let them decompress, let them have their nap or go on, you know, a video game for an hour, do something that isn't challenging. Because men's brains, men are amazing. Men have brains that are built for emergencies.
Yeah.
They're built for specific tasks. They just do one thing at a time and they're doing that all day and they need to just debrief.
Okay. And then as you say, if that all happens, then the man has, how did you describe it? He'll have a full tank and can give them what they want.
He will have a full tank. His testosterone will be high. His cholesterol, his cortisol, the stress chemical will be low, and he will be able to give once he has something to give.
Holly Dalton is with us as well, the chef and the director of Conbini Condiments. Holly, how do you ensure that your partner has a full tank and can give you what you want?
I think. Well, my tank, certainly. I don't know. I'm not hearing much. My tank's not been mentioned at all. Okay, I'm running on fumes over here. I mean, listen, we, you know, okay, like, you know, all jokes aside, we have this joke, myself and Seb, my and my husband, about doing what we call parallel play. This is a term that's used for toddlers. It's when they're too young to engage with each other, but they're comfortable playing alongside each other. And that's something that we can do in the evenings, parallel play, where it's like, okay, I'm going to read and you can watch TV, or I'm going to play video games and you do this. And it's kind of like you come together, you know, you come together, you talk, you have your little debrief in the evenings. We have our little wind down period, kind of, you know, have our dinner. We're not watching TV during dinner and we have our chat, all that kind of jazz. And then it's time for a little bit of parallel play. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, let's do our own thing. We might do something together. But it is important for your, in all seriousness, to be able to have like your little wind down in the evenings for both of us. But I think as well, and, you know, talking about men needing time on their own, whatever you want to say about that, but like you have to talk. And this 30 minutes a week thing, I thought that was a joke. I mean, like, do you know what I mean? Myself and Seb speak, I'd say at least an hour a day. You have to, otherwise things can just get swept under the rug and not mentioned, and things can really kind of like spiral out of control. And I can easily see how that could happen, because, you know, we live busy lives and all that stuff. But both tanks need to be filled every evening, however okay. You want to go about that.
Okay. Do you find, Holly, since you've had kids, that most of your conversations are about them?
100%. Like, and even we have this thing where it's like, okay, let's not talk about work. Okay, let's not talk about, you know, our children or child or whatever.
There's a stony silence for about 5 minutes.
What's left there to talk about? What do we have to say? Talk about the election? I don't think so. You know what I mean? What do we have left to say in the evenings? So I definitely think, yeah, talk. I mean, often we just spend our evenings looking at pictures of our son. Do you know what I mean? Like, look, I took this photo today. It's just like, is this all we have to talk about? Is this the be all and end all? But like, you know, at the end of the day, it's difficult to talk about things that are serious. Could be something serious to do with kids, and you can't talk about that when the kids are awake. So, you know, you have to wait until they go to bed to have a serious chat. So, you know, it's all fun all the time, unfortunately. And there is the kind of the businesses of the day you have to talk about. But I definitely think you have to leave room for fun as well. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, like your wind down, your TV, your video games, whatever. But you have to have fun. Do you know, that's also very, very important.
Francis, to what extent does it matter the topic of conversation? I mean, is it okay if the time you allot for it is just about the kids and mundane stuff?
Great question. And I totally agree with Holly. The fun. You know, Kevin Bacon, is he married 30, 35 years to his wife? He even said, you know, people say, oh, you know, go through the hard times together. He said, I think it's so important to have fun together. That's what keeps our relationship together. So I thought it was a great point. I would say, you know, I joke, and Holly was saying, you know, she jokes as well, saying what she's saying. I joke that the date night once a week is the answer to no divorce. But it is true. Even Victoria Beckham has said our date night, you know, we keep sacred and it's so important. But you cannot talk about the mortgage and the kids and the this and the that. It has to just be creating that emotional connection, having fun between the two of you, because that determines the health and strength of a relationship, the emotional connection between the two of you.
What's your perfect date night, Francis?
I would say it doesn't have to be spending money. People feel, you know, I have to bring, you know, my wife or partner or whatever out to a really expensive restaurant. It's not about that. It's just about the thought that goes into it. You know, you can have a date night at home and the kids are down with a glass of wine and watch your Netflix series that you do every week together. Yeah. Just something that you're doing together that you can. I love that parallel time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What Holly said there. That, you know, I know of a couple that had two TVs in their sitting room. And she didn't like his programs. He didn't like hers. And they both had two headphones plugged into two different TVs, but they were sitting beside each other watching each other's programs.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? Francis, I was about to ask if your date night, I was about to ask if your date night had to have a happy ending, but I don't know how you get to the point if you both had headphones on.
No, well, not for their date night. They used to just do that for like parallel time, like how you're talking. For the date night, you have to communicate and you have to have fun. And that's why I say to people, it's good to go off and have your own interests in life too. So, you know, I had a couple and the girl came to me and she said, you know, I don't do anything anymore myself. she joined a group, a walking group, she joined a knitting group, and she had something new to say to her husband then. And again, that builds the woman's estrogen. So she was back in her feminine energy, her tank was full, she was happy, and she was coming back as a happy, full wife to, you know, give back to the husband. So it's good to have your own life and your own things as well going on.
Fill your tanks and have that parallel time. And not the way Holly means. I think that's the consensus here. Frances Kelleher, dating and relationship expert. Holly Dalton, chef and director of Conveni Condiments. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.